Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
John Stossel, an American consumer television personality known for his career on both ABC News and Fox Business Channel, has now exposed the Southern Poverty Law Center regarding its categorization of hate. And he says that the SPLC itself has become its own hate group. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This video is very well done. John Stossel does a lot of great investigative work, has always done so, on his social media sites, Reason TV and Stossel TV. He has posted this video. We also have a link to it on our Liberty Counsel website. You can go to lc.org/truth. Matt, this is, I think, a great video. And everyone ought to see it.
Everyone's got to see it. And John Stossel, let's be clear, he's kind of a libertarian on, mm-hmm. on the moral issues, right. the social issues. He's probably a little more left-leaning. He's not a conservative Christian by any stretch of the imagination, yet he comes to not so much the defense of groups like the Family Research Council and others, as he points out in the videos, which are on his social media sites, Reason TV and Stossel TV. He points out that the smears that they're using are, even though he doesn't always agree with the Family Research Council and others, that they're completely that. They're smears. They're disingenuous. They're not rooted in fact or truth, and that they're intended to do nothing more than to marginalize groups with which the Southern Poverty Law Center disagrees. And we've been saying this for years, Matt, and pointing this out and providing the evidence to this end, but it's refreshing here to now have somebody like John Stossel, kind of an objective third party from the outside looking in, to come in and look and at the same facts we've been looking at for years and arrive at the exact same conclusion.
You know, John Stossel says that the Southern Poverty Law Center is, quote, has become a hate group itself and is now a left-wing, money-grabbing slander machine. That's
pretty
that's clear.
Yeah, that's from John Stossel. And that you can't be more accurate than
that. Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
Raking in millions of dollars.
Yeah, he reports that the SPLC hate group list is bogus, which we have said that many, many times. It's true. It's bogus. He says, while launching hateful smears like these, the SPLC invites you to donate to them to join the fight against hatred and bigotry. But the SPLC, which fought useful fights many, many years ago when they took on the Ku Klux Klan decades ago, they now go after people on the right with whom they disagree. And that's exactly what we said. He says the SPLC recklessly labels Christian, pro-family, conservative, nonviolent groups as hate groups, classifying them along with the violent groups like the KKK, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists. And he mentions specifically the Family Research Council. He says up front that oftentimes he disagrees with them on certain, you know, issues. And that's because he's coming more from a left-wing perspective, a libertarian perspective. And so they're not on the same page. However, he doesn't consider that to be a hate group just because you don't agree based on ideology. And he also points out that this classification ultimately led to an individual, Floyd Corkins, that tried to commit mass murder. And that's the consequences of this false, dangerous, defamatory labeling.
And he also shows that the proof is in the pudding, right? That their hypocrisy is blaring when you consider, as Stossel points out, that they refuse to include actual hate groups, mm-hmm. left-leaning organizations that do engage or have a history of violence. Groups like Black Lives Matters, groups like Antifa that actually attack Trump supporters, beat them, that have attacked people, breaking windows of Starbucks and everything, even at the Trump inauguration and at these rallies around the country. But the Southern Poverty Law Center refuses to even say a negative word about those organizations because, frankly, they're like-minded. They're the muscle. They're the henchmen, frankly, in my opinion, for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right.
Yeah. He actually has in his video some video of the violent activities of Antifa. Now, you're not going to find any kind of video of violent activities of Liberty Council, Family Research Council. You know, we don't encourage violence. We're not throwing fists and breaking out windows. You're not going to find American Family Association engaging in actually or even promoting verbally violence. To the contrary, these organizations are nonviolent. Antifa, on the other hand, is actually a very violent organization and has participated in actual violence, destruction of property, injuring other individuals. He has video of that. And not one word is dedicated to having them as a hate group. The Southern Poverty Law Center will say, well, it's because we're only monitoring right-wing organizations. Well, if you're monitoring so-called hate groups, there's no different between the KKK that engages in, say, a violent activity, burning down something, breaking up something, engaging in fights, or neo-Nazis as an example, versus the Antifa. They have different ideology, but the result's the same.
Well, their ideology isn't even that much different. It's rooted in Marxism and socialism. The Nazis, for instance, were a socialist government, right? Well, Antifa says that it's communist. It's all Marxism. It all comes from the same ideology.
Yeah. So I would have no problem with the SPLC if they were objective and they put Antifa there and they put the neo-Nazis and white supremacists in there, those that actually engage in violence, those that have a history of violence, those that actually encourage violent activity, they would actually do a good service had they done that. But no, they exclude Black Lives Matter. They've got a whole article as to why they exclude Black Lives Matter. They also have excluded Antifa, and we know that both of them have had history, particularly Antifa, of violence. But instead, they put in their groups like Liberty Council, Southern Poverty Law Center includes Family Research Council, American Family Association. Why? Why? Because we don't agree with them on their LGBT agenda and same-sex marriage.
And right, don't forget about the attack on Congresswoman Scalise from that was prompted from the Southern Poverty Law Center as well. So they are promoting violence and a catalyst for that.
Yeah, we don't know 100% sure, but we do know that this guy actually had been following the SPLC on their Facebook,
uh-huh.
The shooter. He had followed them. He had about a handful of groups that he was a fan of. Mm-hmm. SPLC was one of those.
Right, and posted some of their cartoons.
Yeah.
Posted
like
some
that.
Of their cartoons.
Yeah.
And then SPLC actually had published an article about Congressman Scalise suggesting that he was a white supremacist, which
right,
is, of course, that's bogus.
Made him a target.
Right.
But Matt, it's not just John Stossel that has gone after the SPLC here. The Disciplinary Council and the Office of the General Counsel of the U.S. Department of Justice has sharply rebuked the SPLC, their lawyers, and reprimanded attorneys for employing their hate group smear label against conservative advocacy groups. So even the government is starting to wake up and take notice.
And Matt, that was under the Obama administration,
yeah,
too. This wasn't
the FBI
under the Trump
too.
Administration.
Yeah.
This wasn't under Jeff Sessions.
Right.
This was under the Obama administration.
Which shows you how blaring it is.
How bad they are.
Yeah.
And also under the Obama administration, interestingly, the doors were wide open to the SPLC, to the White House, and they were infiltrating all the different agencies. But then the Pentagon in 2014 removed the SPLC's information on hate groups. So, you know, there have been other efforts to distance themselves from this discredited organization. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org/truth, lc.org/truth. There we have lots of information on the Southern Poverty Law Center and also on Liberty Council with this bogus label that they put against Liberty Council. It is a dangerous, defamatory label that is discredited. Frankly, it has no truth in reality when it applies to these groups like Liberty Council that are nonviolent, that believe everyone is created in the image of God. You can disagree, certainly on issues. That doesn't make you a hate group. But we would never encourage. In fact, we would always oppose violence and hatred. We believe that all people are created in the image of God. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. You can go to lc.org/truth for specific information on this issue. Stand with us as we continue to do battle against groups like the SPLC. We need your prayers and your continued financial support. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.